Welcome to Stories of Hope. This is a podcast by the Dream Center,
where you will hear from people who have stories that once seemed hopeless.
People whose stories of redemption and life transformation are so powerful, they can only be possible by the power of Jesus. Hey everybody, welcome back to Stories of Hope. Super excited about this new season, season 6 of the podcast. Here alongside Sarah, as always, our awesome co-host. And in today's first episode of this season, we are joined by Victoria McDonald. She is a previous Opportunity Village resident and is just one of our favorite people. And so we're super excited to get to sit down with her.
Very excited.
And so just thank you for being here and hanging out with us. And it's going to be fun. So it'll be a great time.
I'm excited.
It's going to be great. I guess we can start with this too a little bit. You spoke at Dream Big last year, which was amazing. Something we've literally like not stopped celebrating since November, which
Absolutely.
Is awesome. And so I'm excited for people who didn't get to be there. Also, shameless plug at Dream Big, come this year. Can kind of hear some of your story and just hear about that. So I'd love to just dive in. I know I said a little bit of kind of how you got here, but I'd love to kind of hear your journey of getting to the Dream Center to begin with from your perspective.
Sure. All right. So first off, I would just want to say, when you live like on the outside of God's will, sin and the world becomes your God.
Right.
So that's where it began.
Yeah.
I was in a relationship. I wasn't married. I was, you know, having sex without being married. Mm. And it was with one person, but that still doesn't matter because we weren't married and it was outside of the will of God. Mm. And, you know, the relationship, we were both broken, you know, two broken people trying to make it work. And I tried my hardest to change him, and knowing that you cannot, you know, only God can change people. So, it was pretty toxic. I tried to leave many times, and I just couldn't do it on my own. You know, I would always fall back, always get pulled back in. You know, they really say that it takes 7 times. Well, it really, really takes 7 times.
Right.
But it was, you know, he was, I don't know.
Yeah.
He was emotionally abusive. A lot, because my children and I have 4 children, but we didn't want to make him mad, so we would just walk on eggshells and, you know, I couldn't even make some decisions on my own because I didn't want to make him mad, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, he was more physical abusive to my kids than he was to me, but it was still there. And that's where, I mean, I finally got to a breaking point and I was like, you know, Lord, I need your help.
Yeah.
I told him that I was gonna not be sexual anymore until I was married. And he was like, well, you know, we already have 4 kids. Why would you do that? Mm. And I was like, well, I'm living for the Lord now, you know. And I prayed and prayed and fasted and prayed, because sometimes, you know, you don't get your answer unless it's fasting and praying. But one Sunday I was sitting in the middle of church listening to the pastor, and I heard, call the Dream Center. So, it took me a few days to call because, you know, I was like, is this for real? Like, I have heard about the Dream Center from, like, Santa Shop and stuff like that. So, I was sitting in the middle of church and called the Dream Center, and I called, and Tyler took my interview process, and Yeah. That's where it started.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
How long ago were you in the program?
I graduated 2022.
Okay, great. That's what I thought.
August 2021 is when we came in.
Yeah, that was my that was the same month that I started. So I like came in at the same time as y'all.
yeah.
But I mean, you and Allison and that your guys' whole group, like that was my first year here was with you guys and mm-hmm. with all the kids. And so, I mean, obviously even just sitting here, it's just like really, really awesome. So what did it look like transitioning into the program? What did kind of that whole, those first like look at core to like begin with, like what those first 16 weeks, what did that all?
You know, it was scary. Mm-hmm. You know, I was living in a 3-bedroom apartment. So the kids had their own room. Right. I had my own room and we went from that to a tiny home. So right. It was an adjustment for all of us.
Yeah.
But, yeah. It was a good adjustment though, at the same time, because right. I knew that I was leaving something that I wanted to for so long.
Yeah. Yeah.
And for a long time.
Having some kind of safe escape too, instead of just like an escape of mm-hmm. somewhere that may, though it was new, like everybody in this entire building, as soon as like you stepped in, was for you and in your corner and was going to do whatever possible to make sure we at least helped you to feel safe to some
right.
extent.
Yeah.
That's awesome. What did, so as the program progressed, what was some of the first things looking back that you can remember learning about your situation or the Lord, and like what were some of the first big milestones as like the program continued?
So, you know, I always wanted to be accepted. Yeah. I always wanted to be accepted. Like, I have a big, even now, like, I still have to fight it sometimes of rejection, mm-hmm. you yeah. know, from, I guess, I don't know if it stems from childhood or, you know, like, I love my parents, but they did come from a divorced family.
Yeah.
So a lot of that could portray in that, but, I really, in the beginning, I lost myself trying to fit in with the other residents. Mm. And yeah. instead of really maintaining that time for my family and my children, and I lost myself, you know, I wanted to be accepted by them, and I wanted to do that. So, but every day, we did the core values, which helps so much.
Yes.
So that was a big, you know, do not, the Romans 12:2, you know, that one kind of sticks out to my mind the most. Yeah. So do not conform to the pattern of this world. So no matter how I feel, or, you know.
How did you kind of get past that and start focusing on you and your kids and obviously being good friends with the residents and having a relationship with them, but kind of like pivoting of like being accepted and like actually like focusing on you and what you had going on? What was that transition like for you?
I kept a journal every day, so that helped, you know, a prayer journal. And without that, I really, without prayer, without being in the Word of God, it was just hard, you know, because my kids had to almost, like, they were finally free. Like, they lived here finally in freedom, which it was hard because they had to almost start back over from, like, infancy.
Right.
Because we lived in fear. And I know that God was always my answer, you know. He was, and the support, of course, of everybody here at the Dream Center. And Debbie was here when she was our resident manager. And, yeah, she helped me grow as a person as well. So,
yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm thinking through, you know, your story now has so much happening, and that has happened post program.
Mm-hmm.
What did the transition out into like this new, I'm sure what felt like this like unknown new like life, what happens now, what, you know, right, what did all that kind of look like and feel like just moving forward?
After the Dream Center, I didn't transition to the transitional house,
right,
because we just, honestly, we just needed more.
Yeah.
We needed more help. And we needed
a little bit more space.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. But the Lord had his hand all over that, you right. know, because the transitional house that we went to was enormous and it was crazy.
So nice.
I know.
It was really yeah. nice.
But it was scary, you right. know, because I had heard a lot in my life, like, you're a single mom. You're not going to be able to make it with four kids. Like, right. I've heard that a lot, mm. you know. So, to prove to myself and to the Lord and, you know, I'm making it.
Right.
So,
yeah.
And I'm thankful and grateful.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So, what is it now coming out of the program and being out for a little bit now? What is the biggest thing you've taken away from it? Like, mm-hmm. What is the one thing that you've pulled so much from your time here, whether it's something to do with your kids or your family, or even just you as a person, like, what is that thing that you still hold on to?
The biggest thing is trust the process. That's my biggest,
yeah, right.
you know, because no matter what everybody else's story looks like or their testimony, you mm-hmm. know, just trust the process. Have faith because it's scary. It can get yeah. scary. It's not easy.
Right.
You know, the Lord says it's a narrow walk, and it really, really is.
Yes.
Like, truly.
Yes.
So, trust the process.
One of the things that's super encouraging to me about your story, looking at as a whole, looking like seeing y'all, I feel like I see you guys randomly. I'll like see you at church sometimes, or I'll, you know, you'll swing by and say hi. But through watching you through the program, hearing your testimony, knowing so much of your story, seeing where you are now, how good you guys are doing, like, I feel like your story is one of the most impactful for me of God's sovereignty through, like, just life and being a human and what
for sure.
comes with what happened when we chose things over God and what sin does, just all these different things. I feel like God's hand over your life, hearing you talk about it and seeing the joy in your eyes and the true, like, acceptance and love that you show from the Father through your whole story. Just, like, every time I get to think about it or get to, like, see you or hear about any of it, I'm just like, this is like a piece of art in the whole spectrum of God's sovereignty over our lives. And I'm just so thankful every time. So just to like encourage and just thank you for allowing us to like be a, what feels like such a small part of this huge journey. It's just really cool. So
I definitely agree with that because I came in about halfway through your time here in the program. And building a relationship with you and yeah. specifically your daughter, Ella. Mm-hmm. Ella's been one of the biggest blessings in my life. I love her so dearly. Like, she's my own little sister.
Yeah.
So, like, looking at your family and, like, where you are now, tell us what that dynamic looks like how you've, like, grown together and how you're mm-hmm. no longer living in fear. Like, tell us a little about your family, what yeah. that looks like now, how much the Lord's, like, brought you through all of that. See, yeah. you're crying now. We talk about your kids.
I'm pretty sure Ella's on the wall over there somewhere.
Yeah, Ella's picture's on my behind my desk over there.
You know, they're my biggest motivator.
Yeah.
Beside, you know, the Lord. So, it's hard. You know, the days are long, but the years go by so fast.
Right.
And we're like, oh, it's another year. So, another year passed by.
Yeah.
But each one of them have, you know, their own specific design purpose why they're here,
yeah.
you know, and I get to shape them or help shape them into that. So that's,
yeah.
it's amazing to watch and to be a part of. And, yeah, the Lord gives me his strength because I wouldn't be able to do it.
Yeah.
I would have already given up, seriously, but.
I think it's yeah. a credible testimony to see, have them watch you live your life.
Yeah.
And how you true. Were in such a bad situation, but then, like, the Lord brought you through it and
yeah.
you were willing and you were obedient to do that.
Yeah.
I think actions speak so much louder than words, and watching how strong you are,
right.
I can't even imagine like how much respect your kids are going to have. They might not understand it now, but as they get older, I truly believe that they're going to see
there's
so much in that.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of apologies and a lot of, you know, forgive me, because I was so broken. Mm. You know, I didn't have a voice for me, much less them.
Right.
So, you know, but I think they see it.
Yeah,
I do. I think so.
And and if not now, like truly, I think there'll, like Sarah said, there'll come a day where it clicks in their head of like our mom took care of us, and like, oh gosh, you know, they're gonna be able to see you trusting Jesus and giving it to him and asking for him to take care of your family. And there'll come a day where they, whether it's tomorrow or in 10 years, like they'll get it. And I know that that's true. So yeah, that's great, Sarah. That was awesome.
Yeah. But complete faith.
Yeah.
That's it. Like there are days that I still have to let go because I can't control it. I'm here and I'm their mom. And, you know, I prayed one time and I was like, Lord, you know, let me be logical in my thinking, because, you know, that's what men are. And give me the mind of a woman and a man. Like, be logical, because I'm so emotional. I really am. And immediately, whenever I prayed that, he was like, mm-mm. He's like, I'm their father.
Oh,
he was like,
okay,
you are their mom, and I designed you to be their mom. Don't, you know, don't look past anything else other than either mom. Gosh. And
got chills.
Yeah.
That just shows how much the Lord provides. Mm-hmm. Whatever we think we're lacking or we think we don't have, we do have it. We have it in the Lord. We have it in abundance and in perfection.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, as we kind of get ready to wrap up, we'd love to give the opportunity. If there's anything that you like want to share or have anything that you could, like if you could leave anybody listening with a word of encouragement or advice or anything, like just one thing that you could leave them with. You got anything?
Well, I mean, the Lord has brought me on a forgiveness, you know, forgiveness is hard. Yeah. Sometimes it's daily, and, you know, I have forgiven their dad, even though it was a process. Right. Also, you know, I don't know if you remember, but that book that you gave me, I can't remember the name of it, but it was by Lisa.
Oh, the Lisa Turker's book. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Yes.
That helped me a lot also. Yeah. So, awesome. And stay faithful.
Yeah.
You know, trust the Lord. It's going to get hard, but you're not alone, even though, I mean, even if it might feel like you're alone, because there are days where I feel very lonely, but I know that, you know, God's right there. So, I can feel him, and,
I love
trust the process. Yeah. That's what I'm going to keep saying.
Absolutely. It's true. I agree.
So true.
I agree 100%. So, that's awesome. Well, thank you so much for doing this and for talking with us, and we've recorded a couple episodes today. In all of them, we've said, like, we know this isn't your comfort zone, and this is probably like, okay. But, like, every time that we have those conversations, like, at the end of the episode, it's like, everything was so clear and so helpful, and, like, you did such a great job, so just thank you for saying yes and for pushing through.
And I truly believe that your story is going to really reach somebody.
Yeah.
Someone that feels like what they're going through, they're alone in it, or no one else can relate.
Yeah.
Like, hearing your story, they're, like, kind of what you were saying, like, you feel alone, but you're really not. Mm. Someone's going to hear your story and be like, I'm not alone.
Yeah.
I'm right. Victoria went through it, so can I.
Yeah.
You know? You can leave.
Yeah.
You can leave the relationship and do it on your own, even with four kids.
Yeah. That's awesome. Well, we love you, and thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll see you guys on the next episode of the podcast.